Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. Issues Concerning Women is a weekly radio talk show where we talk about women and their businesses and helping their families and assisting them in areas of building and strengthening their nonprofit programs. And today, my special guest is Veronica McMillan. So I'm going to bring Veronica on, and then we're going to get started with the show. Veronica, how are you this evening?
I am fine, Francine. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I am just so thrilled that we are able to be on the air tonight. We've been having bad weather here in Hampton Roads, but today has been beautiful. How's your day been all day?
Yes, it is. I mean, I'm driving along as you and I talk, and the weather is almost
feel like
60 degrees outside now. So the weather is absolutely wonderful for it to be in the middle of winter.
Absolutely. And we've been busy all day, and I just like all of you out there in the listening audience, and we just thank you for stopping by and spending a few minutes with us here on Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. Tonight, Veronica and I are going to be talking about women in business, and we're doing a spotlight, and it's called CEOs in the Spotlight, and it's going to be a six-week series, so once a week on Thursdays at 6 p.m. or 6:30, because we may change the time depending on which Thursday it is. We're going to be talking about women in business. How do you start right where you are and get that business started, or your nonprofit, because that's Veronica's area of expertise. And so she's going to tell you a little bit more about herself and her training programs and all about the nonprofit business.
Well, I thank you so much, Francine. I've been in the nonprofit world now about 16 years. I started in the nonprofit world. My first actual time of really understanding nonprofits is when I started working with Girl Scouts in 2000. So now it's 2017, soon be 17 years. But basically kind of got a bird's eye view of nonprofits from them because they are, of course, such a large organization. And then in 2005, just basically after completing a master's degree in counseling, I wanted to do something on my own. And so I started a nonprofit that was specifically for women. And then it just kind of grew from there. And then from there, I found that there were so many people who did not know what to do to start a nonprofit. So basically, I started doing some consulting work or what have you. And fast forward to 2017, basically now have the Micro Nonprofit Network, which is a nonprofit that specifically helps small nonprofits kind of get their sea legs from those who are starting grassroots organizations, all the things that you need to do to get your nonprofit up and running. And then what we have on a monthly basis, we do training sessions where nonprofits can come in and we have specific trainings for them, because it is really about educating yourself in the nonprofit world. So again, it's just one of those things where my heart and passion is working with small nonprofits, specifically the micro ones, because those are the ones that really, really, really need the most help, because they think it's passion and passion alone, but it really is much more than that. So that's kind of just a little bit about who I am and how I got started.
Okay, great, Veronica. Now, I would like to know, and I'm sure the audience would as well, if you could give us a little bit of insight on your perspective of what a successful nonprofit would look like.
It is one that specifically has a strong program, strong fundraising for small nonprofits, and I'm one as well. Basically, what happens when you first get started, you're really not going to get grants, because basically funders are looking for organizations that usually have about 3 years of experience, and sometimes people have been doing the work in the community as volunteers or what have you, but the moment they apply for that 501c3, then the game changes. And so basically for me, I think it's just having strong financial controls, being able to have a really good fundraising strategy, and that's the key, the fundraising strategy, trying to see, okay, what are we going to do to get our first 3,000, 5,000, 10, whatever it is, and then being able to have people to support you to do what you got to do, and then a strong board who's there to support you, even if it's just two or three of you all. Are you all vested in the company, and can you all support each other in the work that you're doing? So to me, that's what makes it successful, because once you do that and you got a really good program, then grants will follow that. You can then say, hey, we've had 4 or 5 years out here doing whatever it is that we're doing, basically, here's our finances to show that, because people can go on GuideStar.org to see what your organization is doing. They can get an idea of how much money the organization is making. They can get to see how much money is going toward administration costs or how much money is going toward programs. All of that stuff is there. And then are you in the red with your organization? It doesn't matter whether you only made $10,000. Are you in a hole? And so basically, that's what they're looking for. So when you have those things in place and, you know, you have a community presence where people are getting to know your name, I think that's what makes it successful.
Okay, wonderful. Now, if you're just tuning in, this is Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and my special guest tonight is Veronica McMillan. She is a nonprofit consultant, and tonight we're just giving you the nuts and bolts about the nonprofit world. What does it look like? If you're thinking about starting a nonprofit, Veronica has mentioned that she has a program that we do once a month here in Virginia Beach. But we're not limited to just Virginia Beach. Because of technology, we're able to do workshops and things across the board. So if you're interested, before the show is going to end tonight, Veronica is going to give you her information, because she definitely can help you. Now, Veronica, you talked about many put limits on nonprofits, you know, saying that they're not successful because they don't know how to run their fundraising campaigns, or they are running them on a shoestring. How can we change that mentality in 2017?
I think basically most nonprofits, it takes a nonprofit about 7 to 10 years to really get their sea legs in. So you are going to be, you know, trying to operate on a shoestring budget, but how do you amp up your game so that you'll have people supporting? And a lot of organizations or individuals, let me say, primarily will want to leave their job and just start their business. I would say let your job be one of those funding sources, if you will, because a lot of the monies when you first get started is going to come from out of your pocket. The other thing to do is basically for small nonprofits is get a business line of credit. You don't necessarily have to use that money, but if you need $10,000, if you have a $10,000 business line of credit, then you'll have that there, so that if you need to buy program supplies, or you're going to have board training or something, and you need $2,000 or $3,000, that's there for you to get, as well as you're doing your fundraising throughout the year, so that again, so that you'll have the budget that you need. You don't really need a lot of money, because that's what I tell nonprofits when they first get started. What does your first year look like? Is that $10,000 to $25,000? How about second year, $25,000 to $35,000? Your third year, from $35,000, looking at that over those 3-year time periods, because primarily what or who we work with is those who are micro nonprofits. So those are the ones that filled out that 1023EZ application. And so they're topping out at $50,000. But most nonprofits don't get there their first year. Others do, because when we had Let's Talk, our first grant that we wrote, and we were like 6 months into it with $60,000, but that's a different story now because the funders are holding on to the purses a lot tighter than they did before. And so what I would just say to individuals is just really look at what is the strategy, how much money do you have, what does your financials look like, what monies do you have out of your own pocket that you can put in so that your organization can continue to thrive or what have you. But I think that's the most important thing, Francine, that they have to understand the importance of what kind of dollars and cents will I have to invest in my organization.
Okay, great. Veronica, I know the audience, they're listening, and I'm sure they're sitting on the edge of the seat like I am, even though I've been in your class and I know a little bit about nonprofits. I'm learning more and more and more. But the person who's listening and they have the passion to start the nonprofit, but they, mm-hmm. again, they don't have the money,
mm-hmm.
how can they get in touch with you so that you can give them information about possibly coming to one of your classes or getting some one-on-one coaching?
So my telephone number is 757-572-0974. Again, that's 757-572-0974. And you can basically email me at letstalkveronica@gmail.com. And that's all one word. So it's LETS talk, TALK, Veronica@gmail.com. So you can email me. We're working on our website. They also can go to veronicamcmillan.com and just get a little bit of information about, you know, who I am, what I've done, and how I serve the organizations that I work with or what have you.
Okay, great. And I know a lot of our audience is into social media, and I know that you have a presence there. How can they reach you if they, you know, if they don't want to call you, but they do want to check you out on social media? Do you have a Facebook page that they can go to and
mm-hmm.
kind of see some of the things that you've done? Okay, great.
Yep, they can. They can go to Facebook. You know, I'm not the high-tech girl kind of Francine. So for those who are listening, y'all, the high-tech people, that's not Veronica. I'm trying to get there. But right now I do have a Facebook page. I am on LinkedIn. I think I had a Twitter account for Let's Talk, but basically I'm going to get the micro nonprofit Twitter account and all that stuff. But for the most part, I'm old school Francine. I really like conversation
mm-hmm.
because I think people in business need to understand the importance of relationships. And, yes, technology is important, but when you're trying to seal a deal, it's not going to be done through technology. Yes, technology may be the place where you all hook up and what have you, but the presence of an individual, especially when you're talking about totals and sitting down with a board and presenting your proposal, you're not going to do that online with any of them. You're going to present before that board, and that board is going to get the chance to know you in 2 seconds or whether or not they're going to fund your organization or what have you. So that was my long way of saying you can hit me up on Facebook or what have you, but definitely I really, really, really like conversation, and definitely technology is important because we're going to this year do some of our trainings via technology or what have you. So I understand it, but definitely for those who want to connect with me, definitely emailing me, calling me, Facebooking me, that would be fine.
Okay, great. And I'm with you, Veronica, because Veronica and I have known each other for many, many years, if you can't tell. So that's why I'm so tickled when she says that, because for me, technology was like a taboo. I'd rather pay somebody, girlfriend. You know, I'm like, okay, here, take this. This is what I need. Just take care of and do it. But now, because the businesses are growing and we need to be more hands-on, so I've kind of stepped up the role in the technology piece so that I can know what's going on and so that we can watch our dollars and cents, as they say. So the website is going to be up soon, and we're going to share that with you probably next week so that, and we'll be putting that on Facebook so that everybody can get an opportunity to go to the new website, and it's really cool. So we're going to take a break right here for like 2 seconds, and we'll be right back with Veronica McMillan. So hang on.
Honey, did you get my car and stuff? Because I'm doing a phone interview.
All right, so what's going on? We are back to Francine Humphrey with my special guest, Veronica McMillan. If you're just tuning in, if you wanted to call in, the number tonight is 1-347-850-8717, and this is going to be our number for each week of the six-week series, so write down and possibly get the link from our Facebook page. Tonight, my special guest is Veronica McMillan. She's a nonprofit consultant. She's a trainer. She's a very excellent motivational speaker. If you have not had the opportunity to hear her speak, you need to. When you see her name on a program, you need to go. But tonight, Veronica and I are talking about the nonprofit world, what it looks like, how you can get involved. And so, Veronica, I know that you have your monthly classes, and it's the last Saturday of each month. Can you tell us about the program and what it's entailing for those who are interested in starting a nonprofit?
Sure. Thank you, Francine. Yeah, we have the micro nonprofit classes that basically are held every month. And what we do is we have the individuals pay on a quarterly basis $75. So they pay $75 per quarter, because everybody doesn't want to go the whole year. But for those who want to go, you pay $75 per quarter, which is basically $300 per year. You get 2 hours of face-to-face training and resources for nonprofits. And then you have me as a go-to person to ask questions, to help you understand where you are in this, because the nonprofit world is not, I tell people all the time, the nonprofit world is a business world that can be territorial, because you have so many nonprofits, and especially those who have been getting money for a long time. They really don't want a new fit. They don't want a new organization pulling away funding and resources from them. But what I tell nonprofits all the time, it's about creativity and innovativeness and being able to have a vital program that's helping to change the community. So the goal would be in those classes for us to come together, to work together collaboratively, to sit down and come up with strategies for helping each other, because it is all about collaboration, Francine. And as you said, we've been in the game a long time, and we're still in the game, and we still are learning no matter what, because you're going to make mistakes in this. You're going to come away with information that's going to be beneficial to you for the lifetime of your organization. So that's kind of how we do it. And, again, we're a small network. Right, last year's group we had about 21. This year's group we have now probably about 4 new nonprofits that's a part of the network. And so it really is about collaborating, helping, supporting, educating, empowering, and encouraging one another.
Absolutely great. So, Veronica, if someone has already started their nonprofit but they don't seem to be getting anywhere, they're feeling stuck, would that person be an ideal candidate for your class as well?
Exactly, because most of us, myself included, you cannot grow any further than what you know. And so oftentimes you're in the atmosphere or the environment with other individuals who can help you or help you with strategies or ideas. And sometimes you just basically need new information, and that's the goal. I'm always looking for trainings. I'm always looking for ways in which I can better myself. I still work over at Regent University, so I work with the School of Business and Leadership there. So I work with PhD and doctoral students who are basically on the front lines as well in their businesses. And so getting information from them, working with some of the professors there. So, again, it really is about that collaborative relationship. So if you're stuck, that means it's time for you to do something different because you cannot move beyond the knowledge that you have. So you've got to get new information.
We're going to switch gears a little bit. Veronica, I know you have some wonderful programs. And if you wouldn't mind, could you share your authentic parenting program with our audience? Because I think with technology and women in their businesses, and we're spotlighting women and CEOs this series, can you talk about that program a little bit and what it entails?
Sure. Thank you. The Authentic Parenting Program is the program that the micro nonprofit is offering to the community, because every nonprofit, no matter who you are, what your mission is, you want to have a program that's basically fee-based, because this is a fee-based program. That is another way that you can have funds to come into the organization. But the Authentic Parenting Program comes out of a desire that I have to help parents understand what it means to parent. I was a young parent. I was a teenage mom and really did not have the direction. My family didn't know what they did not know, and so there were many things that I just did not get taught. And so you go out here and you think you know, and you're getting information from your friends, and then you bring a child or children in the world, and you're trying to figure out how do I parent them in a way that they're going to be productive citizens, they're going to be citizens that are going to add value to the community, and you don't know that when you're young, and if somebody's going to come along and say, hey, let me help you here. So basically, we have the logo of a butterfly for the Authentic Parenting Program, and that is to say that basically, in order for a parent to teach their children how to fly, they got to understand that they have to get rid of their own brokenness. And so oftentimes, we have parents who are trying to teach kids how to fly when they are a kid themselves on the inside, 35, but you were hurt at 10 and you never got over it, and you got to get things. Or either we parent the way that our parents was parented, and you know, sometimes that old school parenting, and you know, just beat them and tell them and go sit down and don't talk and nobody do anything, that kind of thing. That's not, you know, and especially the way that the world is now, you know, you can catch a charge for that now. But
yes,
this is basically to help parents understand how to parent, and we've done it in a way that I think is engaging, is fun, is thought-provoking, is all of those things, and it's resources and activities and all of that stuff. And specifically for parents who are working with children with special needs, being able to understand that, because that's a whole nother ball of wax there when you're dealing with kids in special needs. And from there, we pull out a program called STEM for Parents, and that is to help parents who have children in the school systems, the Hampton Roads area and beyond, helping them to understand the STEM, all of the STEM things that's going on, and how that correlates to the SOLs. And so our goal is to be able to empower them. We have teachers who are part of our team, and you and I are part of that team, and basically helping those parents and understanding the blocks, the struggles, the obstacles, or what have you, whether it be authentic parenting or whether it be the STEM program. Our goal is to empower, to equip, and to encourage families.
And Veronica does wonderful programs for just not the nonprofit, but also the private sector as well. So, Veronica, I want you to tell them about your SoulWorks project, if you don't mind.
Oh, wonderful. We're going all in tonight, right?
Yes, we are. It's just
wonderful. Well, SoulWorks, of course, that's kind of how the Let's Talk thing came about and kind of morphed into SoulWorks. SoulWorks is a program specifically for women. It is really where women come together for authentic conversations. And so we do it in the privacy of a woman's home or her office or whatever, a small group of women. And basically, they choose their topic that they want to talk about. and we just dig in. It's life coaching on steroids. That's what I want to call it, because it really is one of those things where we're kind of digging in. It is not counseling, because there's a difference between counseling and coaching, but Soul Works is mm-hmm. where we have those authentic conversations. Because what I believe, Francine, is this. I believe most people are wounded in their souls, meaning that there are hurts and unresolved things that are there that we try to cover up. We try to cover up or mask it with our jobs, with where we live, with who we're married to, with the fine clothes or not fine clothes that we wear, but we try to mask and cover that up. And oftentimes women don't have another woman that they trust enough to say, girl, I'm hurting, and this is, you know, my area of hurt, and knowing that it's a trustworthy environment where they can talk and really, really kind of dig in there. So that was that came out of my passion. That's my whole degree is master's degree in counseling, in human service counseling. And it kind of centered around some of the things that I ran into. You know, I've been out here, I'm an old soldier. I've been out here a long time. And so you run into so much, whether it be business, because one thing that I want to say to the audience, one of the things in business is really knowing yourself before you even jump and take that next step. Have you really counted the cost? Have you really examined your own issues because of the fact that you're going to be dealing with so many different people and that you're going to have so many processes that you have to kind of go through? And it's crazy, but you go out here, you have a business meeting, and this is just crazy, and you don't like red, and the person that's going to be the person that can bring you to the next step have red on. So automatically you've gone into that crazy spot. So what I tell women all the time in business is, have you examined your own life? Because it's a business requires you to really dig in, because for a while you're not even making money. You know, if you can break even, you can pay the rent, you can do that. Can you handle that? You know what I mean? Can you handle that? So that's what Soul Works does, in my long-winded way of saying that, Francine.
Well, thank you, Veronica. And I wanted to bring that in because I really spotlight on you tonight. I really wanted people to see the different arenas that you are involved in. I mean, you're still doing your work at Regent University, but the nonprofit world, and then your counseling programs and coaching programs, they all come full circle. That's what I believe CEO is. You're just not just doing one thing. And then I know a lot of people, they're like, well, I'm only good at one thing. Well, that's okay, because that's you. But then there are other people who are good at several different things. And so people have to be open to that. And that's the thing that I wanted to get to tonight. I've known Veronica a long time. I'm pretty sure you all can tell. But Nelson Mandela said something that was really, really, it really touched me. And he talks about, we're not afraid of being small, but we are definitely afraid of being big. So when I talk about spotlight on a CEO, I'm talking about being big. I'm talking about, you know, like they say, you know, go big or go home. And in 2017, I think that's what we have to do. We have to stop, you know, being on that shoestring. We have to find a way to make sure that we're able to generate enough income that we can take care of the programs that we want to sponsor, that we don't have to worry if we don't get a grant, and that we'll still be able to be successful in what we do. And Veronica and I have been out here for a long time. So tonight I'm spotlighting Veronica, you know, and she's my girl. Y'all already know that, you know, whoever don't know, now you know, she's been in the forefront of getting things done. And so, Veronica, I want to say to you that I am so proud of you and all the work that you do, and I wish you much success in 2017. Even though we work together, we still have to each other publicly. Mm-hmm. You know, you and I do it on a personal level, you know, behind closed doors. You know, you encourage me, I encourage you. But in 2017, we have to step out there. And when we say step out there and be in the spotlight, I got to say, I got Veronica's back. Whatever she needs, I'm going to be there to help her, because that's how she's going to be successful. And when Veronica becomes successful, I become successful, whether it's in money, relationship, building new territories where we're going to expand, just not in Hampton Roads, because I believe that we're limiting ourselves when we just stay in one little area and we're afraid to move forward. And I just see so many things for us. And so I wanted to say thank you, Veronica, for coming on the show tonight. So tell everybody
they
can get in touch with you. And if they want to come to the class, give them the information. And I'm just excited, girl. So, okay, go ahead.
I'm excited too, Francine, and thank you again. And thank you all for listening and supporting Francine. It's so important that we stay connected as women, because I think that's a integral part of a woman being successful, is that she got somebody that she can go to and just be real with. So in contacting me again, you know, old school way telephone, 757-572-0974 is my cell phone number, but you can call me, and definitely would love to talk with you. My email address is letstalkveronica@gmail.com, so you can kind of get in contact with me that way. You can also go to www.veronicamcmillan.com. Our micro nonprofit network will be going live soon, so we'll have that soon for you all to go to as well. But definitely, and as you know, Francine, you can get to me through Francine as well. She's another point of contact. But definitely, you know, I so look forward to those of you all who listen on a regular basis, even if it's just a chit-chat, just say, hey, I was thinking about it, and we can just go from there. So thank you, Francine, for this opportunity.
Thank you, Veronica. Thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey. We'll be back next Thursday. So until then, God bless. Bye-bye.